Okay, today's daf is Basra daf Pei Gimel, and we are starting on Pei Beis Amud Beis as we continue Hamocher Es HaSfina for another week or so. Says the Gemara, we are talking about selling trees, and how many trees do you sell in order to automatically gain karka? So the Mishnah was bechalik between two trees, three trees. We spoke about what about one tree. We've spoken about Bikurim. Yesterday we spoke about who gets the roots, the shoots coming out of the roots, coming out of the stem, coming out of the trunk. So yesterday we got into the discussion of what the distance is between the trees. So according to Machlokas in the name of Shmuel, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel said 4 to 8 amos. 4 to 8 amos distance in between. If it's less than that, then it's too close together. You assume some of them will get uprooted, and therefore you are not kona karka with that. Or if they're more distant than 8 amos, then you assume they're just independent trees. We don't assume that they go together at all. And Rava Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, and Rava the name of Nachman and the name of Shmuel says no, 8 to 16. 8 to 16. So it's a machlokas, let's call it between Rav Yosef and Rava. What did Shmuel say? What is it, a larger shear or a smaller shear? So Abaya said to Rav Yosef, don't argue with Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, who says the second shot that it's 8 to 16, don't argue with him because there's a Mishnah that supports him. The Mishnah in Kalayim that says if I'm planting my kerem and there are 16 amos in between each of the rows of trees, so that is not called a kerem. That's just vines. And therefore you're allowed to put... Even if it would be called a karam, I'm sorry, right? Because we mentioned yesterday that a gefen needs one tefach away in order to plant there, while a karam needs dalanamas. This has dalanamas even. So, but you see, it's considered separate and independent based on 16 amos, which is 8 amos for each, 16 amos, and you see they wouldn't be connected. And there was even a story, Ma'aseh ben Salmon, right? It's even a story in Salmon where somebody planted there and he pushed the leaves to one side or to the other side, and the Rabbanan said it's fine. So isn't that a writer of Nachman Amar Shmuel who says that 8 to 16 is the shear? If something is more than 16 amos away, so then it is considered separate. So to here we should say in Hilchas Mechira, we should compare it to Hilchas Kelayim and say so too, that is the distance. And therefore, it's a raya to Rav Nachman. So Amar Le, Rav Yosef answers, Anala Yadana, last line on the Amud. Anala Yadana, I'm not sure about what that Mishnah means, but I know there was a story, Bedura Dura Usa. In Dura Dura Usa, we've had that place before. Rashbab quotes the city of shepherds, Be'ir Shal Roim. And somebody there sold three trees, and there wasn't 8 amos between them. Rashbam quotes, and if Yehuda told the seller, go give the mocher karka. Right? And he said, go give him even a little bit. Kamali Bakava Kalev, even if there's only enough room to go in between for a plow, an animal with its plow, so then that would be good enough. You have to give him karka. Velohave yadana kamali bakar vakela makama, and we didn't know how much is that shear. What was he saying is the minimum amount? Kivan the shmaitza lahadetznan. But once we heard the mishnah that we had earlier, lo yita adamilan slavach lechasada chaveiro elam kein hircha yimeno dalaramis. Right back in the second parak, the whole parak about distancing from my neighbors. Harchakas nizakin. Once we heard that mishnah, which says that one shouldn't plant a tree right next to the field of their friend unless they moved away Dalat Amos. Why 4? Because 4 Amos is the same distance that you need to leave for the Kerem, the Avodas HaKerem, for somebody to be able to work their vineyard. So once I saw that and I heard that, Amina, so I also said, Shma Mina, in this story, when he said, no, Mali Bakar Vakalev is the minimum amount. Shmamina Kamali Bakar Vakalev Dalaramos. I thought that this must be the same shear of Dalaramos. So therefore you see from this story that 4 Amos is the shear, which is a raya to the first opinion. Rav Yosef Amar Shmuel. So you have a Mishnah against you. You have a Mishnah supporting you, but I have this story of Dura Durusa and the story with Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Ukarev Yosef Milotznan. What do you mean? Doesn't Rav Yosef also have a Mishnah on his side? He only has a story on his side. Doesn't he also have a Mishnah on his side? After all, the Mishnah says in Kelayim, Rabbi Meir Verb Shimon Omrim. Rabbi Meir Verb Shimon say, Hanoteya es Karmo Shmona Amos al Shmona Motul Havizera Lasham. right? Shmon al shmona, you're allowed to bring zera there. So you see, if it's 8x8, it would be okay. So you also have a Mishnah supporting him. So answers the Gemara, afilu hachi maisa adif. Even though he also has a Mishnah, so they asked about a Mishnah on him. So they say, all right, what about this? So didn't it say, doesn't Rav Yosef also have a Mishnah to support him? So the Gemara answers, Maisa Adif. What does that mean? Rashbam says, Maisa Ditzalmon Rav. There's a story in that first Mishnah that we brought, right? The story in Salmon, the bottom of the previous Amud. The Hilkach continues the Rashbam. That's why Abaye said, don't argue, because we have a story in the Mishnah. And the story in the Mishnah is always more authoritative. Because we're somech on an Uvda, we're somech on a story that really shows Maisa Rav, and therefore, that's what we would rely on, right? This goes into a little bit, we discussed a little bit last night, Godol Shimusha Yosam Limuda, right? The story of a Tana would have even maybe more authority in some ways than not. We saw a few weeks ago the discussion in the Rimigash, we mentioned this tshuva in Simen Kuf Yud Dalin, where somebody asked the Rimigash, should I rely on this posek who doesn't really, there's one posek that doesn't really know the sources, cannot really go back to the Gemara to see exactly where all the sources came from, but he knows Tshuvas Baal Peh. He knows what the Gaonim, the Rimi Gash was an early Rishon, so what Tshuvas are we talking about? We're talking about the Tshuvas of the Gaonim. So he knows the Gaonim's Tshuvas Baal Peh, he knows Maisa Rav, so is it okay, can you rely on him, or is it better to go to somebody who's in the base Medrash, which you could say over the whole Sugya, and in that way, know the answer to the Shiloh. So says the Rimi Gash, of course, if there's a choice between, let's say, in terms of Psak, there's a choice between somebody who knows Tshuvas and somebody who knows just how to get to the background of the halacha, go to the one who knows Tshuvas, because he has Maisa Rav, exactly what our Gemara says, Maisa Adif. U'misha'eno mevet ikir hadin, quoting the Rimi Gash, v'lo me'eza makom yatsam in a Talmud, imhu mutter lahoros, o imroi lismach ala b'shum davar, if somebody knows how to get, but he's ever paskin, he doesn't know how the post can use these Gemaras, so then he says, it's not so clear that he should be pasketing straight away. Tshuva dash, or isha zeh, this man who knows the tshuvas, roi yoser lahatilo lahoros, be'anashim rabim, kavu atzbam lahorab, is my name zeh, verubam ein bohem afilu echon mishne dvarm elu. Ritzoni lomar, havanas halacha vahamid al dibrega onim zal. Many rabbis out there, said the Rimi Gash, right, 900 years ago, many rabbis, even more, a little bit, but he was the Rebbe of Maimon, Rambam's father. Right, the Rimi Gash was about 8 or 9, the Rambam was about 8 or 9 when the Rimi Gash died. So we didn't get so much from him, but it went through the father. So he says, even in that time, there are many self-appointed poskim that are not poskim. The osam shem damim laharos mi'iun ha'alacha, u'michozek iunim b'talmud, heim sheroi lamonim izeh. Right, if somebody just poskins from the base medrash, from the lamb, you have to be very careful. Be very careful. That's why I have a shiloh. You have to go to a certain rav who's tocho in the base medrash and doesn't have any experience in the world out there in terms of psak. So one has to know, you go to this rav if you want a psak. If you want a great shear, you might go to this rav. But if you want a psak, you have to have someone who, and that's why a rav has to know if I'm not well versed in a certain area of giving psak, then I can't give psak. Even if I've gone through the sugya, after learning daf yomi maseches Erevin, we shouldn't be paskening on Erevin. Even if we try to make it as much Ian as possible, we shouldn't be paskening, because that's not the same. L'fisha ein bizmanenu zeh mishe roi lukach, v'lo mishe yigia b'chak v'datam alachlal, sheyur miyuno mibli sheyamod al das haga'onim. So that's on the one way, but if somebody only has the das haga'onim, even though he can't understand every single sifkatan, so, he's probably has a better chance of getting the psak right because he's gone through all of the tshuvas. Again, that's a very important tshuva, kuf yodalad, but it all comes out of the two words in our Gemara of maisa adif. That even a story of the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is quoted in a sefer who once told his kehila in Prague that when a posek is confronted with a relevant, reading this from the Aladaf, relevant halachic query, he is endowed with special siyata d'shmaya, special when there's a posek, he has special siyata d'shmaya as long as he's gone through the process properly, ensuring a correct response as opposed to when he hands down a decision regarding a theoretical case. The Rabbi Yehuda felt special siyata d'shmaya when he was giving a psak more than when he came to a conclusion in the Beis Medrash. Obviously, when you're giving a psak, you go back to the Beis Medrash to research. But in that context, he felt a special siyata d'shmaya. Yeah, but this is a major discussion of Maisa Rav. Could be that's why Rav Yehuda Hanasi felt the need to put stories into the Mishnayos. You know, not too far into Shas, we have a story about Rabbi Tarfon. Right, it makes a great impression on the reader. Right, Rabbi Tarfon tried to do like Beis Shammai, but that story already gives it more authority. Okay, so that's what the Gemara here says, Maisa Adif, and that's why that story was brought. That Mishnah was brought with the story from Salmon. Okay, so back to the Gemara. Bishlam Alei Rav Yosef. According to Rav Yosef, I understand Rav Yosef was the one that said it's 4 to 8. Right? Rav Nachman said 8 to 16. So according to Rav Yosef, I understand Aliba de Rav Shimon. I understand that he's could be going according to Rav Shimon, who said what? Shamin Anlei. So we know Mifuzarin Vishamin Anlei Ritzufin. I understand that Rav Shimon, what the maximum is, Mifuzarin is the maximum, and I understand where he gets his shear of Ritzufin, which is the minimum shear. Mifuzarin, Hada Amran Mifuzar, I just said, Rav Shimon here says 8. Right, on Tehas Karmo Shmona Amos, the source that we just said. So I understand which Tana that Rav Yosef is going like Rav Shimon, because Rav Shimon has the maximum of 8, Mifuzarin, Hada Amran, and Ritzufin, where do you see the minimum? 4 to 8 is the shear that the trees have to be. Ditnan, because the following Mishnah, Karam Anatua Pachos B'Dalat Amos, Eino Karam. Divrei Rav Shimon. If a karem is planted with less than dalat amos in between the trees, that's not a karem. That's just considered a ya'ar in halacha. It's like a forest where trees stand to be uprooted, but that doesn't have the halachas of a karem, and therefore you're allowed to plant items very close to there. Just one amma out. You don't have to have dalat amos as a karem. You could have one amma, which is just for a gefen. So you see, Rav Shimon's minimum opinion. That's where Rav Yosef is going on. But the Mishnah just continues. V'chachamim omrim, karem, it is a karem. Even if you have other trees within, v'roen esayim sayim kilu einam. You just look at the middle trees as if they're not there. As if the ones that are too close together, they're going to be uprooted. Kal ha'omeid la'akar ki'ilu ne'akar ka'akardami. And therefore, it's as if they're not there. The Rashbam quotes, this is a Chumra Gabi Kilayim. Chumra Gabi Kilayim that you see as if the trees are not there. But there you see, that's the basis for Rav Yosef Amar Shmuel. Again, Rav Yosef Amar Shmuel says, what's the shear of the trees? 4 to 8 amos. Less than 4 amos is too close. More than 8 amos is too distant. 4 to 8. Where do you see that? So these are the two Mishnayos. First we quoted a Mishnah about 8, and then we quoted a Mishnah about 4. El Ola Rav Nachman. But according to Rav Nachman, so who says 8 to 16? That's the shear. So where does his source come up? What's his source in the Tanoim? Aliba Durabbanan Mifuzarin Shaminamai. I understand Mifuzar, right? That was the Mishnah on the previous Amud. That's 16. You have the larger shear, the Mifuzar shear, the maximum shear. Ritzufin Mishaminamai. Where do you see, do you have a source for Ritzufin, for the minimum shear, for the shear of 8, and anything less than 8 would be too close? So the Gemara answer is Svarahi. It's a Svara. Now they don't have a source. Midil Reb Shimon Palga, Rabbananami Palga. From Reb Shimon, the fact that Reb Shimon's shear is half, it's 8, 4 to 8, so too it must be that the Rabbanan shear is also half, and therefore if 16 is the maximum, 8 must be the minimum. Okay, that's a Mishum Svar. Amma period. Amma Rava. Hilchasa, what's the halakha lamaisa? What do we paskin? Me arba amos fa'ad sheshesrei. We paskin 4 to 16, which is a conglomerate. Right, it's not like either of the shitas, 4 to 8 or 8 to 16. No, we paskin like both. Says the Rashbam, it's not really both. You could say we paskin like the Rabbanan, which holds 16, but you just reject the previous line of the Rabbanan have to be holding half of Rav Yosef shita. They do hold. Right, the Rashbam says the kula karabbanan kapasik. Really, we paskin like the Rabbanan. The sphere might the pligi might the low pligi, but we don't say the half. We don't say the half, and that is what. That is what we hold. There's a question quoted in the Rimigash. Speaking of the Rimigash, now we have his commentary on Bava Basra, not just his Shuvas. The Rimigash says, we paskin here, it is 16, right? 4 to 16 is the shear by Kilayim. V'kashalon, ahad pasak rava, the yud vavam v'fuzaran aviv lo mesarfen ahadati. Because if you look in Hilchas Shviyas, if you look at a Mishnah in Shviyas, the rules are different. Gimel Ilan is the two on the top Besa. Harielam it's Tarfin v'Charshin Kol Besa b'Shvilan. Right before Rosh Hashanah and even during Shvia, sometimes we mentioned this a few days ago. In order to keep trees alive, that's mutter during Shvia. So you're not allowed to make them better. You can't do a voda, but you could keep them alive. So how many trees in an area reflects a field, and therefore you're allowed to keep the whole field going? Or is it just under the tree? So there's different shiurim given. So the Mishnah there says, three trees planted in a Beis Sa'ah, and if you do the math there, every one, the Habi Lehu L'Kol Chai Minayu, Yud Vavam L'Kol Ruach, Ki'ilon De'ula, V'Yafilu Hachi Charsha Kol Beis Sa'ah B'Shvilan. Over there, when it comes to Shvias, they could still be combined, even though it's different shiurim. V'sada ilan mikri v'hacha kapazag rav v'shemaya ben ilan v'ilad yud vav amma demati l'kol chad b'nao shmona amma mufuzar and havi lo mitztarfi. Right? There's more, in our case, by Hilchas Kelayim, if they have tezayin amas between each other, then they're considered separate. And if you look at Hilchas Shvius, even if you have that amount between each other, it could still be looked at as a state, you'll have a field of trees, and you could water the trees and take care of the trees, the whole field, and they could be looked at as one combined field. So the question is, Lamaisa, what's the difference between Shvius and Kelayim? Why by Kelayim, our Gemara says 16 amas in between, they're independent, while in the Mishnah and Shvius, 16 amas in between, they're not independent. They could still be looked at as one.
Why do you have a concept of Sada by Shvius?
Why do you have a concept of Sada by Shvius?
It's a matter of keeping each piece of vegetation alive.
But the assumption is that each piece of vegetation, if there are this amount in the field, then they all are yonik from the field, and the giving nutrition to the entire field is helping the tree. That's what the assumption is. So answers the Rimigash, don't compare Shvius and Kelayim. Very important yesod, which we'll see in another place in a minute. Chuvasech, the low dummy, don't compare. De'ilu hasam le'inyin Shvius. By Shvius, what's the rule? B'mishichas hasharashin b'karka hadavar talui. It goes by the roots in the field, in the ground getting nourished. V'kiva cheinim shachin v'yonkim ha'cheish esrei amal l'kol ruach. Since they go far out, kidim avur, as it says in Perek Lo Yach, par mitztarfi ha'adadi. Since they go far out, then they could combine. The nimzis osa charisha shechoresh kol beisah shahana asa lo osa nilanos de'ein bo ha'makom she'im ha'giyah mecharisha sohana lohen. So fine, by Shvius it goes by the roots, where the roots are actually getting nourished from, the yinika. But you know what it goes by Kelayim? Bimaris ha'ayin hadavar talui. Kelayim is more about what it looks like. Maris ha'ayin, the din d'oraisa of Kelayim we're talking about. Usually Maris ha'ayin is a d'rabbanan concept. Oh, you shouldn't do something that people think that you're doing something wrong. No, by Kelayim we have an example where it's totally on what it looks like. The lo b'halichas hasharashin b'karka v'yin kasan. Hilchach, therefore, imhai b'neim sheishas re'ama, enam itztarfin l'maris ha'ayin. If they're 16 amas apart, it doesn't look like they're growing together. Umutu lahavizera l'sham, and it's mutu to plant there. V'kiva she'im misaref as l'maris ha'ayin, l'hachi kapasik rava, l'inyin lo keach nami. So therefore, we have the chiluk between Kelayim and Shvius, and you know what? Mechira will go like Kelayim. Because Mechira also goes by what people think, how people view this. L'inyin lo keach nami, d'mefuzar n'havi v'les lu karka, d'lo ichbalon v'hai milsa, b'beshichas ha'sharashin v'yini kasim in ha'karka, sh'enotea ilon samach l'sada chaver, lo etzrich v'la ha'kei l'dal namus. So he plants a tree next to their friend, as we said. You don't go by the roots. You go by what it looks like. So what that the roots underneath get entangled. It's okay. V'kiva d'linyin bar metzra lo ichbalon. Very important, you sort of the Rimigash. Don't compare Shvius and Kelayim. Shvius goes by actual Yanika, while Kelayim has a Maris Ayin element. This is discussed a number of times. If you look in the Torah Zeraim, Rav Parmanchik Sefer on Zeraim, whenever you have a Zeraim question in Lumdis, you try to look there, find out if he talks about it, and he does, Baruch Hashem. And his first piece in Meseches Kelayim, the same author as the Emek Bracha. Emek Bracha on Aruch Chaim issues, and the Torah Zeraim on Zeraim issues. So there, in the Mishnah, in Kelayim, in the second parak, the Mishnah says, Kol sa'ah sheish bo rov amimin achar yamait. If there's a sa'ah of land that has a quarter, a rov ha'kav, a quarter of a kav from a different min than that's planted in most of that area, you gotta minimize it. You gotta make that minority min less. Ba'medra ma'murim, and it talks about which types of minim. So pashtus why? Why do you have to make that min less? If you have, let's say you have a cucumber field, and it's talking about kilei zroim. You have a cucumber field, and then you have a few tomatoes in there. So you got to make the tomatoes less than a rova. Less than a rova kav. Why? Because most rishonim say it's because of bittel. If it's such a little amount, so then it will be batel in their friend, in its friend. The tomato will be batel in the cucumber, and therefore it won't be a problem. That's how Rov Rishonim learn it. But if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes that Mishnah, the Rambam says in Kilayim, Zera shenis arev bo zera acher, a zera that gets mixed into another zera. Im haya echad mechav dalet, hareza asur lezroas ha-me'urav, ad shiyemait. V'im zara loket. So what do you see from there? That the shear of 1 in 24 is a din d'araisa. It's a din d'araisa. But usually the concept of bittul, after bittul barov, or is d'rabanan. Even the shear of 1 100 and 1 to 200 in shruman, kilayim, that's all d'rabanan. The araisa is bittul barov. The rabbanan here says loke. So what do you mean loke? What should it be loke for? It should be bittul automatically. And he says, furthermore, there's other kashas. How could bittul work here? The be'emes lo shaya klalach dina de bittul. Why? So number one, bittul never works if you could see the minority. If you could see the minority min, let's say if a little milk falls into a fleshic dish. So when is it, if you could see the milk, you got to take out the milk. It's only if it gets mixed in do you say bittul. So how could you have a concept of bittul here? The bittul lo shayach klal, right? The hari beis minim avidavar hanikar, avidavar hanikar lo arminim bittul barov. And also, he says, maishna kilai zrami, kilai begadim. You look in kilai begadim. The Gemara says in Maseches Nida, hopefully we'll get there one day, in a couple of years, a couple of summers, that if you have a little strand of shatnez that got mixed in, it's not bittul. It's not bittul because the iser came al yidei tarovis. So what's going on here? So it says the Torah's rhyme, it must be that it's not bittul here. It's not bittul. If you have a little bit of the tomatoes and the cucumbers, it's not that you have to make the tomatoes less in order to have bittul kick in. You know what it's about? It's about Maris Ha'ayin. Ella Iker time at Dina. Apisha Mavur Baharmi Makomos. Bimisechazu. De Iker Yiso Dina de Kilai Zroim Talui Bimaris Ha'ayin. On a daraisa level, v'hainu kol zriya sheyesh bat your buvya lefi maris ha'ayin asur mishum kilay zrayim. If it looks together, it's asur. That's the yisod of kilayim. Avalim ein bat your buvya oz lo chashina klam ashe yonkim zemizeh. It doesn't matter. They're yonik. It's on the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah kilayim that says, let's say you have two fields right next to each other, but one of the fields is shaped like a triangle. So the point of the field is next to it's called the Rosh Tor. We had this a few weeks ago. It's pointing to the other field. So Mishnah says it's mutter. Because you can see it's right next to each other, but you know what? It looks separate. It looks separate because this is pointy like a triangle, the other field is square. So why is that mutter? Because many hilchos kilayim on a daraisa level is totally on maris ha'ayim. Hari lahedya, ta'af sheish kan ta'arovis ha'yenika, even though underground they're being yonik from each other, afilu hachi mutter, is still mutter, kivan she'en kan erbuvya. And he says, it's mefurish in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Pirshei Mishnah, it's in the third parak, shemor elu ha'ikarim, v'hu she'kilayim eino azarbo elo l'maris ha'ayim, l'ficha kishayira ha'tzemach, Ha'acher muvdal hu mutter v'yafidu shayes samachlo. As long as it looks separate, it is okay. It is okay. And there's even some Rishonim points out that says even if it just looks separate, even if there's no yinika, let's say there's a wall that goes straight down underground, but if it looks together, it can be also even without the yinika. So this is the Rambam, this is the Torah Zroim, and this is what the Rimi Gash says right here. Rimi Gash says that the difference between Shvius and Kilayim, the difference between Shvius and Kilayim, fits in also just the Lamaskana, the Aruch HaShulchan points out the problem in terms of Psak. The Rambam, in terms of Hilchis Kilayim, he paskins until in Zion Beis, versus the Rambam in Hilchis Mechira, he does not Paskin the same way in terms of the Shiurim. In Perech Chavdalad Mehilchas Mechira, he says up till 16. Up till 16. And if you look in Hilchas Kilayim, he does not Paskin that way. So the Aruch HaShulchan in Simin Reish Tes talks about this Steer, and he says, again, even though the Gemara seems to compare different contexts, you don't have to. Mechira and Kilayim, Lamaskana might not be the same. Even though it looks that way from the Gemara, Shvi is versus Kilayim, and Mechira goes like Kilayim, you don't have to say that it all goes together. Okay, let's now continue. Says the Gemara. Tanya Kavasi de Rava. Raya to Rava, who says the Psak is 4 to 16. Kama Yumu Kuravin, Arba Amos. Kaya Yumu Ruchakin, Sheishas Rei. Hariza Konakarka, Veso Yilana Shemeneim. If you have 4 to 16, which is the Shirim that Rava says, so then you're Kona the Karka, and also the trees between them. What trees? What trees are we talking about here? So the Rashbam just says, Kitanim. The small trees. Let's say I buy a certain number of trees, and there happen to be small saplings in between. So we assume that the seller threw those in too, because they weren't included in the sale, but they were, so it must be they're included. Rabbi Niona says not only small trees, but also Ilane Srak. Also trees that do not bear fruit, which are also a lower level type of tree. Sha'omdim hein lehe aker. They are ome to be uprooted, so those are also included in the in the sale. The Ritva even goes the biggest finish. They said, no, even regular trees. But why would somebody sell you three trees with other trees in between? Why didn't you record those trees in the sale? Why not? What, he's going to keep those trees in between? He knows you're getting the land. So it must be even by regular trees, it's good enough. Those aren't considered a hefsik because you would have mentioned them. You would have mentioned them in the sale. The fact that you did it, it must be that you're kona all the ilanos, like the pashas of the Gemara, all the ilanos in between, even though it was not mentioned. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara. Leficha, considering the brisa, so if you get 4 to 16, you're kona the karka, and all the trees in between. Leficha, therefore, because you were kona the karka, yavashi ilan, if the tree dried up, o nixatz, or got cut down, yesh lo karka. The buyer could replant or rework the land, because he owns the land. Pachos mikan, but if it's less than 4 amos in between, o yeser alkan, or more than 16 amos, o shalachan bazacharze, or you bought them at different times, saharize lokana, so then you're not kona loas akarka, volos ilana shemeneem, you're not kona any of them. The trees in between or the ground around it. Lefichach, yavash ilano nexus, ein lo karka. So in that case, there wouldn't be any karka acquired. Period. Okay, now we have a couple of questions related. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, kishihu modeid, when I measure, ask Rabbi Yirmiyah, when I measure the 4 to 16, where do I measure from? Mi makom katsarhu modeid, or mi makom rachavhu modeid? We know a tree is very fat on the bottom, and it gets a little skinnier. The trunk is the biggest on the bottom. So where do you measure from? Do you measure from the bottom part, where it's, and then it would, you know, you would have a smaller amount of measurement in between, or you measure from up above. Amale Rav Gavia, mi beikasal, Rav Ashi Tashma, it's a beforeish Mishnah. The Mishnah says, again, Hilchos Kelayim, Baruch Hashem, going through Daf Yomi Shas, you do some of Zrayim. You do some of Zrayim, you get Mishnayis here and there, but again, it's not Kaseder, we wouldn't get everything. So, what does the Mishnah say? Ha-Rechuva Shebegefen. Rechuva from the word harkava, laharkiv, to graft. Let's say you grafted two vines, right, a mutter way of grafting, but what do you usually do? The Rashbam explains you have an older vine which is thicker on the bottom, and you have a skinnier vine which is skinnier on top, and you connect the two. So where do you measure from in terms of how far this vine is from another vine? In a modeid ela me'ikra sheni. What does that mean? We'll go with the Rashbam's pshat. Me'ikra sheni means the bottom, like where they meet. Where they meet, which is like a middle type of measurement, like Benoni. It's not the bottom fat part, and it's not the top skinny part, it's the middle. So to here, you'd measure from a medium type of area. Next, boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Another question. Machalo shlosha bade ilon mahu. What if you throw three, sell three bade ilon? What does that mean? The Rashbam explains on the second wide line. If you sell a tree, one tree, remember, as we said yesterday, you have some shoots of the tree that could go under the dirt, come out nearby, but it's all from one tree. But you sell it like that. Yesterday we spoke about the case where, you know, maybe somebody could trick and cover up those shoots and say it's three trees even though it was only sold as one tree. But what if these were here as is at the time of the sale? So do we say that's considered three trees or considered one tree? Right, if three shoots coming out. The Rashbam quotes another pshat, maybe it's a question about three trees, but he does not like that pshat. We'll go with the first pshat. Right, you sold three bade ilan, but it's from one root. So amalei rav gevia mi beikasla rav ashi. Again, he quotes, an answer that is based on a Mishnah. Tashma, says the Mishnah, ditznat. Hamavrach gimel gefanim v'ikarean nirin. If I graft three vines, and this mavrich is, what is this mavrich? The Rashbam explains, kofef ha'emsa ha'gefen b'karka, where there's harkava and havracha in halacha. Harkava is a case where I graft. Havracha is where I take an already existing tree. I pull it underneath the ground and I pull it out somewhere else. So now we're talking about that case. Havracha, hamavrich, gimel gefanim. If I'm mavrich three vines, what do I do? I have three vines in a row. I put them underneath the ground, I pull them up next to it, so I want to have two rows now of three vines each. Because in that way, that'll be called a kerem. The Mishnah in Kilayim talks about if you have five vines and it's situated in a certain way, that's already called a kerem. So there, this is discussing whether this is called six vines or three vines. So if I'm mavrich three vines and they're ikar, I could still see that they all come from the original three vines, ikarei and nirin, Rav Elazar bar Tzadok omer, im yesh b'nei medalat amasat shmona mitzarfin. If they are the new vines that came out of the ground are between 4 and 8, they are mitztaref. They are mitztaref to create a kerem, even though they all have one source. Even though they only have one source. Or they have the same three sources. But you see from there that even if it's on the ground, it can be counted as 3. Or it can be counted as 6 in this case. Fine. Now, a couple of unanswered questions. Boy, Rav Papa. What if I sold two trees in my field and one on the border? We mentioned that on the border between the tree, between people's properties in the olden days, there was either a hill or a furrow, and that was the borderline. Let's say there's a tree planted in there. So if I sell you three trees, but one of them's in there, does that count? Meaning selling three trees is not just about physical approximation, but it's about ownership and reflection of, are these trees, do these trees go together? So if I sold one in the border, so is that counted as one of the trees? Or, shnayim betok shalo v'echa betok shal chaveiro. Let's say I own two trees in my field, and I also own one tree in my friend's field. I don't own any of that karka. So is that called selling three trees to you? My teku. So, unanswered question. Boy, Ravashi, Vaiter. Mahu shetafsik. What about, bor mahu shetafsik. What if I have certain items in between the trees? Are they mafsik? Bor. What if a bor, if I have a big pit of water in between the three trees, is that mafsik to say you didn't buy three trees, you don't get any land? Or amas hamayim mahu shetafsik. Even if you want to say, the Rashbam says all of these are building on each other. Even if you want to say a bor is not mafsik because a bor is in the ground, what about an amas hamayim, which is above the ground? Is that mafsik? Or Rishas Harabim Mahu. What about a Rishas Harabim? Is a Rishas Harabim Mafsik? What do we mean here by Rishas Harabim? A regular Rishas Harabim, we'll talk about it in a minute, is 16 amas wide. That's not Mafsik. Of course that's Mafsik. Even if you have two vines. So the Rishonim here say, the Rashbam and Tosfos all say, it doesn't really mean regular Rishas Harabim. It means up until Rishas Harabim. Like, oh, a big street, but not Tezayin Amas. So is that Mafsik? Richva de Dikli, what about a whole hedge of bushes of the Kalim? Mahu? Teku. All these questions go unanswered. What's the psak then in all these cases? Called teku. So what's the case at halacha? So the Rosh and the Rif and the Rabbam all say in these cases that the buyer was not kohen of the karka because the mocher is muchzak, and therefore when we have a teku, we say the muchzak gets to keep it. Motzi b'chaver l'varai. When the Rambam quotes this halacha, he also paskins that the lokeach is not kone. Let me find you the Rambam in Mechira Chav Dalad Dalad. The he is not kone. Umeichanu Modeid. He quotes all the questions. Im Shnayim B'Toch Shelo V'Echam B'Toch Shel Chaveiro. Shehiv Sigbar Amas Amayim Hareze Ein Lo Karka. Right, Ein Lo Karka. So he quotes that many times. Though the Magen Mishnah points out by a Sveika Dedina, the Rambam adds on and says Tafas Lo Mafkinan. Many times when the Rambam, and there's a suffix in the Gemara, the Rambam will say, and if the victim grabs it, then he gets to keep it. Tfisa works. We had that back in Baba Kama. Back in Baba Kama. If somebody, different cases of tfisa, suffix in the Gemara, tafas lo mafkinan. The Rambam doesn't say that here. The Rambam doesn't say here, tafas lo mafkinan. As if to say that tfisa would not work. If the buyer grabs the land, says, nope, I'm taking this land. Why wouldn't tfisa work here? It's a sveika d'dina, teku. Says the Magen Mishnah, We're talking about karka here. Even though usually, if there's a sake of the deed of the Rabban Paskin, suffek, if tafas lo motziin, gabi karka, ein lomar, tisa moeles, to becheskas baleha omedes. Right? It's always becheskas bailim. Right? And therefore, that's why the Rambam does not quote Tafas lo mafkinan. If you look in the Yer Sameach, the Yer Sameach says, okay, Magen Mishnah, I'll agree with your diak, but velo mitaimei, I don't think you have to go and give your reason for it. Come up with a lumdis of it's always becheses balei omedes. I have a simpler reason why you can't be tofes here. Why? The im nechon avalin sarach lazeh. The mayan b'kol hilchas daily. You look in all these halachas. It's all about, what are all these halachas about? What people think. And what people's kavanas are. And what's the umdana? That's what Chazal tried to figure out. And that's why we have in all these cases, if there's ever a minag ha-makom for something else, so then you go by the minag ha-makom. So says the Ohr Sameach on that Rambam, if the buyer knows that it's a suffik, and there's no minag ha-makom, it's his responsibility to explicate. And if not, the assumption is that it wasn't sold bevadai. Because it's a suffik, that's why it doesn't work. It's not that, oh, it's a suffik, and therefore it's always becheskes bialim. No, it's even deeper than that. Because it's a suffik in Chazal, we don't know what this person means, and there is no specific minag ha-makom, so it's the buyer's responsibility to explicate it b'shas mechira. And if he didn't, it's as if he vadai said, this is not included. I'm sorry? I don't think it's dafka ba'ayin ra, it's just that we don't know if this is included. And because we don't know, so it's the buyer's responsibility to explicate it in the mechira. That's what he says. Below pirish, kivan de mislavka lechachamim im isa bekavanaso limkaro so davar olo misveik amrinon de lo machar rak masha pirish al masha lo pirish kivan de mislavka lerabanan im isa de kavanaso hay limkar gam davar zeh havi lelokeach lefarish umistama lo zavin halokeach rak ma de psika lechachamim shehu macharimo mistama. He only has in mind what the rabbanan wanted him to buy. Right, it's like kol de mocher adaita de rabbanan mocher. He doesn't quote that line, but I think that's what he's saying. Avo ma'ay de mesafkel chachamim lo evit aitel gnoso de mechira de lokeach yov dame. The seller's paying for it. He should have been mefarish what he's paying for, and because he didn't, it must be only include what the rabbanim for sure say is included, and if not, not. So everybody agrees to the halacha of the Rambam that tafas lo mafkinan. But what is the reason? The Magen Mishnah has his reason, and the Ohr Sameach has his reason. Okay. Just one other point related to this, and that is, we're speaking about Rishus HaRabim here. Right? Ma'o Shetivta Rishus HaRabim. So as the Rishonim say, it can't be in a real Rishus HaRabim, because that would be obvious. What's a real Rishus HaRabim? How do you define a real Rishus HaRabim? So you gotta look in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, but the Shulchan Aruch in Simen, Shin Mem Hei, in the mystery volume of the Mishnah Berurah, the most underused, Chelek Dalad. The skinny volume of the Mishnah Berurah, which is all Hilchos Erevin and Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. So sometimes we take it for Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Halavai, we should take it for Hilchos Erevin too. So they are in Simen Shin Mem Hei. We used it a lot in Erevin, in Mesechus Erevin. But if you look at Simen Shin Mem Hei, the Shulchan Aruch talks about the Dalad Rishuyos. What's a Rishus Ayachid? What's a Rishus Arabin? What's a Karmelit? What's a Welcome Tour? What's the definition of Rishus Arabin? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ezehu Rishus Arabin. Very important Shulchan Aruch. Because if there is a Rishus Arabin Daraisa, you can't build an Erev there. That's why one always has to know, what is a Rishus HaRabim? So whatever, if there's an Erev in a community, that means that the poskim who are machshir the Erev assume that that is not a Rishus HaRabim Daraisa. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Ezeh Rishus HaRabim, HaRechovos Ushvakim, HaRechovim, Tez Zayin Amah. 16 Amah is wide, street. Ve'einan Mekurim, and it is not roofed. The ain lam chom, and there's no walls around it. The afilu yesh lam chom, but even if it does have a wall, it may mufulashim mishar lashar, if it's open on both sides. And the Rama adds, the Ein Dal Sosav Neulos Balayla. And its doors are not closed at night. Not closed every day at night. Not closed ever at night. Right? One of the ways that the new Manhattan area that they use is that one night a year that they close the doors across some of the big streets. When do they how can you close? They have these accordion doors wrapped around certain poles and they stretch them out across the street. One night a year. One night a year. When do they do it? The night before Thanksgiving, when a lot of the streets are closed before for the parade, so they got permission that to open these elastic doors for, I don't know, for a few minutes. So it's considered dalsosav neulos, according to those sheets that say once a year is good enough. Well, because those are the streets that are all closed, but that's the Ramah here. That's Rishus HaRabim. But then you have a very controversial line. The Shulchan Aruch says, V'yesh omrim, shekol she'ein shishim ribo ovrim bo b'chol yom, ein Rishus HaRabim. Some say that if there aren't 600,000 passerbyers there every day, that's not a Rishus HaRabim. So all the posts can wonder, first of all, where do you get 600,000 from? Because it's got to be like it was in the Midbar. What do you mean in the Midbar there was a lot more than 600,000? That was just the men. Right? There's women and children. So the posts can say, no, you can't go for more than it says in the Kasuf. Well, what it says in the Torah, in the Pasuk, that's how you leave it at 600,000. And the Mishnah Berurah here, the Bir Halacha, point out that this is a minority Shita. Where does the Shulchan Aruch get this from? But in the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah points out, even though all the posts can say it's a minority, it's a Das Yachid, it's not a Das Yachid. There are plenty of Rishonim that say it. It's still in the minority. So, l'chanchila, you shouldn't rely on this l'kula, but this is the shita that is quoted. Again, 600,000, this is what some rely on. There's an amazing Kedarko Bakodesh Aruch HaShulchan here, in Simon Shin Mem Hei, where he talks about this opinion, and he quotes that this is a Rashi and Erevin that you learn out 600,000, but most argue on this, and the Rif and the Rambam and the Bavli, the Yerushalmi, they don't have this Shita of 600,000. So is there any other way? Is there any other way to rely? He says, V'yapi Shita Zu, havi kol heter Erevin, shebebedina senu, v'bedei shebekal arim shalanu, ain shishim riba, ovim v'shavim, v'einim kirchuz arabim. And that's why it helps. But the problem is, but many, many Rishonim don't hold of this. Echad mi'agdolim shebador shelofaneinu, here is sha'olam, ala erbin shalanu, beherib ba'alil sha'a, osir meim harbi yosir meim makilim. Agba farshi shulchan arech, lo ra'um kiyin, lo nitvesu bimeim makilim. So what do you do? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, we're stuck. Al kapanim ma'mol ha'arichus, achareisho ha'erbin is pashtu b'rov ari Yisrael. There's an heir in every city. Harbi meos shanim mikodem, for hundreds of years. V'rak al smach heter zeh. Uki'ilu baskol yatza halacha kishita zu. It's as if a baskol went out. All of Klal Yisrael relies on this. Uvim banu la'akev lo levad shalo yitziyasa, lo yitzaisu. People aren't going to listen. Elanira kimishtagim shadavar zeh nishpati b'chol Yisrael. People are going to think we're crazy because what? All the rabbis of the last 500 years, right? We're okay with it. Uve poskim do ha'idna ein lanu shes rabim rak arim sfuras gedolos ba'olam. So he says, I got to find a heter. I have to find a heter. So this is a classic Aruch HaShulchan being mastic, trying to find a heter for Klal Yisrael. Right? There are a few times that he's not. Like by Shal Shudis and by Chol of Yisrael, he screams. But here, he's Matzik the Minag. What does he say? He comes up with a tremendous Chiddush based on sources, but he says, you know what a Rishus HaRabim means? Be Madaik in the words. Rishus HaRabim. Rishus of the Rabim. You need one main thoroughfare in a city. If there's only one way in and out of the city, and everybody goes into the city and out of the city on that street, that's a Rishus HaRabim. But if there's more than one way out of the city, if two people go out of the city from two different entrances and exits, that's not Rosh Hashanah. That's what he quotes. In the olden days, what do you have in the Machaneh? In the Machaneh is Uviya. You had one way in, one way out. That's Rosh Hashanah. Ukeshmo kenhu. Shezeh ha-makom hu Rosh Hashanah shekol ha-rabim ha-shochnim ba-makom ponim l'sham v'lo l'makom. In the olden days, you had one street, and yards go into the street, and houses go into the yards, etc. V'kom mi sha-yitzorach le-lech le-ir ha-cheres, v'hechrek sha-ya yotzi derech sratya. Aval ima ir eino asuya mevoos mevoos. Ela kol ha-rechovos mefumashim. La-ar baruchos ha-olam. You can leave the city north, south, east, west. If you live on a different street, you go out on a different street. That is the tremendous heter, be matzik the minhag of Klal Yisrael, that we don't have Rishus Harabim b'zman hazeh. Simen Shin Mem Hei Os Chaf. There it is. Okay, that's in terms of the definition of Rishus Harabim. Now let's continue. Okay, Viter says the Gemara, third line. Boy mine Hillel me Rebbe. Allah. Oh, I'm sorry. Allah erez b'nei amahu. What happens if after the pashas of the Havamin is, after I sell a couple of trees, a huge cedar tree goes in between the three trees that I bought? Does that ruin it? The fact that I bought land, is that mafsik? Says the Gemara, Allah bershusa didei nafak. What do you mean? He bought the three trees. So what? What grows in between afterwards? It's his. So Allah haya erez b'nei amahu. What about, no, if there was a cedar tree there, amar le, kana v'kana, yes, a cedar tree is not mafsik. Kesad heimom din. Did the three trees have to be in any specific shape or order? So Rav Amar Kishura, Ushwal Amar Kachatsuva. Rav says in a line, in a row. Ushwal says Kachatsuva, what we would call a triangle. What do we call a triangle? The Rashbam has pictures. Beautiful pictures. You can look at it with dots. Manda Amar Kishura, the one who says that it should be like a line in a row. Kol Shken Kachatsuva, he says three in a triangle, for sure. You sell the karka in between. Why? Because if you sell a triangle, the seller obviously is not planning to plow in between that triangle. There's no room. But it could be, if you're the one who says chatsuva, it could be that in that case, the seller would not be selling the row, the land in between. My time, why? Because if it's in a row, there's room to plow near it. And therefore, he wouldn't be selling. One second. My time. You're telling me that if you sell in a triangle, what's the reason that he sells land? To lo mizdara bein tayo, because it's impossible to plow? Is that the only factor? that you can't plow, and that's why we assume he sold it. Elameata, what about this case? Zomen leitzlas higiru mayasa. What if he sold him 3 thorn bushes? The lo mizdara beintayu, that you also can't sell. You're selling it only if it's in a triangle. What if you have 3 thorn bushes in a row? You also can't plow near there. So achanami the ishlo karka, you're going to tell me there he also has karka because you just can't plant, you can't plow near it? So answer the Gemara, no, there are really 2 factors. Amale hanach lo chashivi, hanach chashivi. No, the thorn bushes are not chashiv. So you're not going to throw land in with them. These are chashiv. So the Rashbam says, tarti be'inon. You need 2 factors. You need chashivus, and you need the trees to be chashuv, and the fact that you can't plow near them, both of those in order to say that karka is thrown in by the seller. Period. Okay, next Mishnah, selling parts of animals. Hamoka rosh behem agasa, if I sell you the head of a cow, rosh behem agasa, lo makar zaraglayim, the feet are not sold with it. Why? The Numuki Yosef explains, because the head is something chashuv, and therefore you didn't need to throw anything else in with the head. By Behema Gasa, actually, everything is chashuv. Machar Zaragalim, lo machar Sarosh. By Behema Gasa, everything is chashuv, and therefore nothing is automatically sold with the other. Machar Zakana, lo machar Zakaved, if you sold the lungs, the kana here means the lungs, lo machar Zakaved, if you didn't sell the liver, machar Zakaved, lo machar Zakana, all those, by Behema Gasa, every part of the animal is chashuv. Abo Bedaka, machar is Arosh, machar Zaraglaim, if you sell the head, which is a davar chashuv, you throw in the feet, which are not chashuv. Machar zaraglayim, lo machar zarosh. But the opposite is not true. Machar zakana, machar zakaved. If you sell the lungs, you also sell the kaved. You threw it in. Machar zakaved, lo machar zakana. Fine. The Rashbam quotes the Tosefta. This is all obviously where there is no minha kavua, as we mention every time. But if there is a minha kavua, so then we would say you go by the minhag. The Mishnah continues and says arba midas b'mokra. There are 4 cases by sellers. What do you mean 4 cases? Sometimes one of them can be retract and the other one could retract, and sometimes they both can't, and sometimes they both can. What are the cases? 4 cases. If I sold you good wheat, that was our deal, to sell you good wheat, and it comes out, that it's bad wheat, because it was bad wheat, if we were supposed to sell you bad wheat, and it turns out that it was good wheat, because in both those cases, it was a mekach ta'os on the side of one of them, if it was exactly what it was supposed to be, neither of them can retract. What's the chiddush of that one? What's the chiddush of that one? So the Rashbam says that even if it goes up or down in market value after the sale, right? Obviously, you go by the moment of the sale. Tosfos and the Ritva say, no, there's no chiddush. It's just derech agav. Or the Ritva says, maybe if it was bad, you might say, oh, but these are really bad. Rosh eba rosh. No, you can't tie into that if the deal was roast. And the fourth case, shachmatis. Venimseis lavana, lavana venimseis shachmatis. You wanted to sell red wheat and you sold white wheat, or vice versa. Eitzim shosayis venimseu shal shikma. Olive wood, and he sold sycamore wood, shal shikma v'nipsa shal zayis, yayin v'nipsa chobetz v'nipsa yayin, wine and vinegar, shnehem yichol and lachso behem, they both can retract, because what was sold was totally different than what was supposed to be given. Period. Okay, so that is what the Mishnah says. We'll start tomorrow with a discussion of the Achronim. What happens? It happens to come sometimes. If I bought something, and I'm going to return it, I don't, because it was like not what I wanted. So what do we usually say? Don't use it. You're going to return it. What if we used it? If we used an item that we purchased, does that automatically reflect, oh, I'm mochel, and therefore I cannot return it anymore? Or do I say, no, I used it, but I'm still planning to return it. I'm not going to ruin it. So that's going to be a discussion in the Achronim related to our Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue next time.